Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Chof Tes. We're starting the last two words on Chof Ches Hamid Beis with the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Isser Mitzvah. To understand the next Shtikl Gemara, we have to go back briefly to the Mishnah, a few lines from the bottom of Chof Ches Hamid Beis. You'll recall we had the Moirah Dika Shita of Reb Shimon. What was the Moirah Dika Shita of Reb Shimon? Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim had three brothers. Two brothers married to two sisters, and you have that third brother. It didn't have to be dafka two sisters. It could be Isha Vita, or Isha Bas Bita, or Isha Bas Bina. In other words, the point of the Mishnah is, instead of talking about Shtei Achoyes, and then having a din of Achoyes Zikukosai, you can go and have any type of combination of two women, where they are married to these two brothers, and they together are arroyos to one another. You have a mother and her daughter, you have a mother and her granddaughter, or her granddaughter from the son, a granddaughter from the daughter. Doesn't make a difference. The point is that these two women are related. We call them achoy zukukosai, but really you might want to call it ervas zukukosai. Regardless, what does the Mishnah tell us? Let's go to the Shtei Achoyes, because that's an easy case to remember. What happened was that the two husbands passed away. There's a third brother who is still alive, Baruch Hashem, and he is now faced with the issue of these two women. What can he do? So, theoretically, min ha-Torah, what he can do is he can go and marry one of them, be miyabim one of them, and as soon as he's miyabim one of them, the other one will, of course, just go out free, without any zika, because of the fact that he cannot go and marry two sisters, or Ishu Vita, etc., because of the fact that he can't go and take two arayas, just like the Adin of Achoyes Isha, Isha L'Choysa, L'Sikach, Litzra, the Galus of Vosle B'Chayah, you can't go and take two sisters. So, he'll marry one, and the other one will go.
He doesn't have two chalitza?
Oh, that's min ha-Torah. No, min ha-Torah, you would not have to do chalitza. Any woman that you're not allowed to marry, by definition, is free. You don't need to do yibum or chalitza. That's min ha-Torah. Abu Midrabanan, the Midrabanan said, no. Each one of them is osur to you because of this rabbinic rule of achoyes zikukosai. It doesn't say it in the Torah. It's Midrabanan, that since each one is a shtikl zika to the Yavam, so it's as if he's a shtikl married to the Yavam. You can't be married to two sisters, and so therefore the Chacham said that even though min ha-Torah you could have been miyabim one, and then the other one would go free. In other words, there would not be any zika, and therefore no yibum or chalitza requirement. Midrabanan, there's a din of achoyes zikukosai, and therefore chotzois v'loy misyabmais. They should have, both of them should have chalitza. Okay, as we state in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon says, no, both of them are poiter. Both of them can go home. They can marry anybody that they want to. They don't have to have Yibum. They don't have to have Chalitza. That was the big Chiddush of Reb Shimon that we've never had until now. Because this halach of Chotzos Falei Mesiyabmais, we've already had before. That you have a din of Chalitza, according to the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say only Chalitza, not Yibum? Because min ha-Torah you're mechuyev to go and do Yibum or Chalitza. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to do Yibum because you're being Pegea b'achoy zikukosai. But you can't go stam free. Min ha-Torah is a Zika, it's a. So therefore, Chotzos, you do Chalitza, v'loy mesyabis. Reb Shimon says you're totally pot. What was the reason for Reb Shimon? So skipping to the Gemara, Reb Shimon point to Bishtein, because it says in the Pasuk, Litzror, Bishor Shenasu Tzorei Zu Lezu, when these two sisters, who were never co-wives, and in fact even now they're not co-wives, but in a sense they're co-wives, because they both fall Yivam to the same Yavah, the Torah says these are now brand new erva. In addition to the 15 that we enumerated in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, we could theoretically add number 16. What's the number 16? When two sisters, or for that matter, Isho Vito or any of these others, fall together to the same Yavam, where the Yavam is not allowed to go and marry either one of them because they happen to be, if you will, Achoy Zukukosai or Erva Zukukosai, but not Midrabanan, but min ha-Torah. Sure, if they're both erva, then there's no din of Yibam, no din of Chalitza, they're pot. That was the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. Now the Mishnah said, at the very end, what happens if one of the two women was an Isser Mitzvah, is a mitzvah we said earlier on our Masechta means, for instance, a shniya, that would be a grandmother, which is midrabanan. Or yes, a kedusha, which means chayov ilavin. There was one pshat that it's fakirat, it's the other way around. Then cholz is v'loy mesyavas. Again, for the same reason, because min ha-toira, they fall liyibum. However, I'm not allowed to go and marry the shniya midrabanan. I'm not allowed to go and marry the isralav min ha-toira. So, do chalitza and don't do yibum. So that's the Parshat Shad in the Mishnah. However, our Gemara learns that these last few words, Issa Mitzvah, is going a libe de Reb Shimon. Rabbi, thank you for joining us. We are just finishing off the bottom of Chof Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah, the Gemara learns that these words, Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Chotis, Loi Mesiab Mois, this is Reb Shimon speaking. Now, if it's Reb Shimon speaking, it's hard to understand. Because, again, what is the case over here? We have two achoyas, two sisters falling to two brothers. One of these two achoyas is an Issa Mitzvah, or an Issa Kedusha, says the Mara Choltes Loi Mesiyabas. What do you need chalitza for? According to Shimon, they're part of Menat Torah. It says Litzror, B'shosh and Nazar Tzorah. Just because they happen to have all to an Issa Mitzvah, or all to an Issa Kedusha.
It actually makes it even stronger that they should be Potter.
Okay.
It's her Kedusha. It's her Kedusha. It should be even more. One's a Mamzeris. One's a whatever.
Perfect. So therefore, at the very minimum, could Reb Shimon, even if they didn't have this Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, as Reb Shimon and Patras, just because it also Issa Mitzvah, that makes it a change. If anything, says Barry, that should only strengthen the reason why Reb Shimon should go and be Poiter. Yet it says the Mishnah, Chotzev Lemisyap. It doesn't make sense. For Eitim of Reb Shimon. Top of Chof Tes Amid Aleph, Reb Shimon said very clearly, Shtei Achoyis Loi Choltes Loi Mesiyamois. Their parts are zero, because it's also Nisa Mitzvah, it's worse, it should be better. In other words, you should certainly be better. Everything more Gzei Mishim is a mitzvah, the Alma. The reason why we require over here Chalitza is because not everybody is well versed in Mesechtes Yivamis on Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza. If I'm going to have a situation where we have two sisters, and they happen to be two achoyas, and one of them happens to be an Issa Mitzvah, the other one is not an Issa Mitzvah. If we're going to go and tell them, both of you can go free, your potter, no chalitza, no yibam. So the average individual who doesn't know, he's going to start asking, well, what happened? All my life I've been learning back, you have to do yibam, you have to do chalitza. What happened over here? So somebody's going to go and say, oh, you didn't know. One of the two ladies happens to be an Issa Mitzvah, so she happens to be the grandmother. Oh, then I understand. Of course, how can he marry the grandmother? Oh, that's why they're potter. And I guess the din of a grandmother is like a din of an erva. They're just like she happens to be potter. The other one is like a tzaras erva. She's also potter. I understand, sure. A year later, history repeats itself, not totally, but at least partially, where you have another Yavam, and you have an Isser Mitzvah falling for him. In other words, again, there were two brothers, not three, just two brothers. One of them was married to the grandmother of the other brother. It was maternal, not paternal. He didn't have a problem. Good. Anyway, never one brother passed away, leaving over the grandmother for the grandson for Yivam. So, what is the real din? The real din, since this is only Shnei's, will be chaylatzis v'loy mesiyah bemes. But somebody's going to say, what are you talking about? A year ago, I was together in the Besdin of Hoydin Amish, and I remember the chief rabbis, all of them were very, very great scholars, great Talmid Chacham, great Yirei Shemayim, and I remember specifically one of them was like a grandmother situation, and not only did they say that the chief partner, but even the tzara's partner, both of them, they parted it up, so you don't have to do anything with chalitza, you don't know, you guys, you don't know what you're talking about. I was there and I saw. So that's exactly. Zayda Mishum Issa Mitzvah the Alma. This is a Mitzvah the Alma where it's not so complicated with two Achoyas. We just have one Issa Mitzvah, and people will say, just like in the case of our Mishnah, yeah, an Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha. What did they say? Kodesh Shimon, it's Potter. Why was the Potter over there? Because there were two Achoyas involved. Not everybody will realize it's because of the Shtei Achoyas and Potter. They'll think it's because of the Issa Mitzvah, your Potter, just like an Erva is Potter. Because of that mistake, that potential mistake, they said, you know what? Chotis Loi Mesiyavas. What you said, there's logic to it. I can understand why you would want to make such a gezeira. But that makes a lot of sense vis-a-vis the first of the two, meaning the Gabi, the Isser Mitzvah herself. The people think, oh, Isser Mitzvah, oh, maybe that was upgraded to an Isser Erva, and therefore she's Pater, and she, but these are not really Tzaris, these are from two separate Batim. So therefore this lady should go, I understand, Minotrin, according to Reb Shimon, she's Taka Pater. Midraban, we make a Gzeira because of Isser Mitzvah, the Alma, the people always think that Isser Mitzvah is like an Isser Erva, and she goes free, okay, she needs Chalitza. What does it have to do with the second one? The second one who's not an Isser Mitzvah, but she is, like Reb Shimon says, an Achoy Zikukosai Osir Min HaToira, Pader Min HaToira. So there is no potential for confusion that people say about that second sister. Oh, because she's an Isser Mitzvah, that's why she goes. The reason why she goes free is people, I don't understand. Why is the Achoysa going without a Yimar Chalit? Oh, I know why. Because the two together are sisters. And Reb Shimon holds that they're Pater. Oh! So there's no reason to be Goyzer by Achoysa. There's only reason to be Goyzer by the Isser Mitzvah herself. So the Chayda Achoysa, I shouldn't say Choyletzes. I should say only Choyletzes on the Isser Mitzvah lady. And for the more gzeira choisa mishum lata dida. The word lata is like the word mazel, and the word mazel over here is that she has the same fate as her sister. Just like her sister is the Isser Mitzvah, she has the requirement of Cheletzes. She also has the requirement of Cheletzes. So Rashi says that the word Lata, which means Mazel Lav Dafka, just means that the two have come up together as one set, as one unit, so therefore we apply the same rules to both. See Rashi, Mishum Lata Dido, it's about parallel to where it says Masnisen, Mishum Mazel Dido, the Isser Mitzvah. Her mazel was that she fell together with this Isser Mitzvah, and because the Isser Mitzvah needs a Chalitza, so we said, no, give both of them Chalitza. Hailat Yitur Lashonho, that's just a poetic form, we're just adding an extra word, there's really no real meaning to it. Just means, that's her mazel, she's together with the other Achoises. The other Achoises, we said Chalitzes, she holds as a din Chalitza. Freitim of Agabi Erva Legozrinan, why shouldn't you make a similar Gezeira Legabi every time that there is a real Erva? Here telling me only by the case of the Isser Mitzvah, Choltes Lem Misyamas. What would happen if one of them was an real Erva? And then you had, she fell together, in other words, like it was Bitoy, or Bas Bitoy, Chamoisay, any one of those. Remember we had three brothers all together, two of them were married to two sisters, the two brothers passed away, the two sisters are now falling Liyibam to that third brother, and one of the two sisters also happens to be his Shvigar, happens to be his Chamoisay. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Under those circumstances, obviously the Isser Erva is Patur, because that's his Chamoisa, he can't possibly miyabim her, and therefore he would be able to miyabim the other one. That's the, because she's not a Tzara, she's just from another bias.
There's no achosukukoso problem there, because in the case of the mother-in-law and the sister falling to the third brother, Beyibim, the mother-in-law is an Erva, she's Patur, the first Mishnah, the Gamri.
Right.
But there is still a achosukukoso. Are we saying there's no Erva, there's no Zika?
That is correct. Achosukukoso only applies when...
There's a Zika. There's no Zika here, because the Erva precludes Zika from even starting up.
Exactly. Okay. She's not in the picture. She's not in the parsha. She's not in the picture. Once she is an Erva, we take her off the screen. The only one that's left is the second one. And that one he can go and be Miyam.
I believe you.
The question is, the Mishnah addressed this back on. Yeah, so let's go back to Mishnah Daf Chavov. Remember, we had the Bo Achid Shteim in the Sun Shtei Achoyus and Mason the Sumas Achoyus and Elzul Achoyus and Veloy Misyamais. What was the situation? Again, we had
four brothers.
Jeff, we are just at the very top of Chav Tes Amid Aleph, about four lines at the top of the Amid, and we are briefly looking back at the Mishnah on Chav Vav Amid Aleph. What happened? You have four brothers, and you had two sisters married to two brothers, and the two brothers passed away. Now the two sisters fall even to all the others, to have the remaining two brothers, because they happened to be Midrabanan Achoy Ziku Kasoy Choltzav Loi Misyamais. Easy. Now skip a line. What happens if vis-a-vis one of the two Yavams, one of the two ladies happens to be his Hamoisoi, right? So can he go and be Miyavim her? avadanish osir ba umutar b'chayis. But he's allowed to go and marry the achayis. So that's no problem.
Right.
Yeah. And then we talked about what happens if it's a chamois to him and chayis moist to him. So asur zeh, asur zeh, and then we had all the 15 cases.
It's a little tricky. I want to try to keep.
You're doing fine. You're doing beautifully. Halavai, I should remember as well as you are. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. The Gemara says now, regarding the case of the erva. Why didn't we say over there too? Let's go and do a chalitza vis-a-vis the erva. Now, why should I go and do a chalitza vis-a-vis the erva? So let's look at the Rashi about halfway down. Va'gabi erva lo yigozrinim. The Mohisa achas mehen of the two ladies in our Mishnah, which we said that according to Reb Shimon, both of them are potter min hatoira because of litzror. We said because one of them happens to be an Isra mitzvah, holds his yamis. And not only her, but even the Yachoisa, because of Lata Didor, one unit, holds his yamis. Because of the potential mistake that people will make. So, what happens if a Gabi Erva legazin? What happens if one of them is not an Isra mitzvah, but it's a real Erva? Then what did we say? The Erva goes free. And the second one, you can even be miyabim. So, Trashi, why don't we say the Mohisa Achas Mihanasura of Isra Erva, Osir Ba, Umutr ba'achoisa, as we state in the Mishnah, so erva yoitza b'loi chalitza. Erva goes out without, yim without chalitza, gornished. V'loim rin, one we say over there, also tachloitz erva, that she should also require a chalitza, just like the Isser Mitzvah requires a chalitza, the erva should also require chalitza. Well, what would be the reason? Gezeira mishamachoisa, she'ein erva, the Achoisa, that second one, where the Mishnah says you can be miyabim, she's not an erva, she's ru'uy liyivim, and therefore what I'm afraid of, you know what might happen? Since there are two achoyas that are falling liyivim to this one yavim, if I'm gonna go and say that the second one that is not an erva, you're allowed to go and be miyabim, a person might think that even the first one who's an erva, one can also be miyabim because they're in one set, one unit. Let's make a gezeira, just like we made a gezeira by the Isra Mitzvah. We said Isra Mitzvah chaletzes minatoy is potter. Nothing to talk about according to Reb Shimon. Nevertheless, make a chalitza, people make a mistake. So here too by the erva, of course minatoy is potter, but people will make a mistake. They'll think if you're allowed to go be miyabim the achoisa, maybe you can be miyabim the erva too. And why am I asking this kasha? Says Rashi, but now that Reb Shimon erva he mishenasu tzorais, just like Reb Shimon has invented, chas v'shalom, not inventing, but has found and discovered based on litzra a brand new erva. That new erva is when two women are kroivois zu lezu. If they fall liyibim to a yavam, then both of them are disqualified from yibim and chalitza. Both of them are potter, says litzra. So it's an inyan of an erva. So here too, I have an erva. Make a gzeira. Gzeira, if I'm going to allow you to go and be miyabim the achoisa, I will allow you also to go in the yabim the erva. So therefore, I'm the b'shimin ervi mishenas tzores, but my mitzvah chalitza, and you're saying we need a chalitza mishim gzeira sachoisa. So here too, make the same type of gzeira and say a chalitza vis-a-vis the erva.
Yourself.
Ever the Gemara, there's no comparison. Shani, ever the migman gemiri la inchi v'kol isla. Everybody knows the basics of aroyas. You may not know all of the details, but everybody knows you can't marry your sister, you can't marry your daughter, you can't marry your mother, you can't marry an aunt. Everybody knows things of that nature. And so therefore, you don't have to go and make a gzeira to say, if you're going to go allow a yavim to go marry the achoisa, guess what? She's going to go marry the erva. Come on. Next Rashi, Migma Gmir La Inchi, the Hakol Yoidin She'ein Tzricha Chalitza, V'Achoisa La V'Achoisa Kuki, she's an Achoisa Kuka, responding to your question, because since the first one is an Erva, she's not even in the Parsha of the Zika, so the other one is not an Achoisa Kuka. V'Yosim L'Mishri Achoisa B'Lei Chalitza, nobody in their right minds are going to think, you can be Matas Achoisa B'Lei Chalitza, that is the second one, the one that's not the Erva. Avol Erva, the Nasa Tzoris, Reb Shimon le kol yam le gemiri hilchasa to isra shtein shavas. Not everybody knows this Reb Shimon. In fact, none of us knew it. I shouldn't speak for the rest of you, but I didn't know about this Reb Shimon until I was as shocked and as astounded as you were.
Amazing!
This was amazing when we got to this Mishnah here on Chof Ches Amid Beis. Just like nobody knew about that Beis Shammai when we started Daf Beis in the Masechta. Beis Shammai holds that you're allowed to go marry a tzara. Ki you marry a tzara, and then afterwards according to Beis Hillel, if it's a krisis. Anyway. So since not everybody knows about this Reb Shimon, when you're going to allow the Isser mitzvah to go free without any yibum or chalitza, people think it's because of the Isser mitzvah, because it's his grandmother. They won't realize that the reason why she's going free without chalitza or without yibum is because of Reb Shimon's drasha of litzra, b'shor shenas, tzar zuza. People don't know that. But everybody knows the basics of Gabe Erva. So therefore, the Gabe Isser mitzvah, we do have to make a gzera. But the Isser Erva, we don't have to make a gzera. On to the next mission. Zok the Mishnah Vayitei Shloisha Achen Shnayim Nisuim Shtei Achoyes. The Echad Mufna, an interesting expression. Echad Mufna means that he's panui. Panui means that he is available. Take it out to Israel, I think they have on the taxis on top, panui, that the taxi is available if you want to take a taxi. So here Echad Mufna means he's still a bocher, and he is not married. So we have now three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters, and one of them is on his own, he's a bocher. Now Meis Echan Mibali Achoyes, one of the brothers, let's say Reuven, passed away, and Bo'asaba Mufna Maimer. The Mufna had the choice either to do Yibam or to do Chalitza, and we did was Maimer, which is, as we know, a Kedushin Derabanan, not a Kedushin Min HaTorah. Why did you do Maimer? It seems from Chazal, we have to go through the whole Masechta further, we're going to have a later parak that's going to deal with Maimer in much greater detail, that they wanted to give kind of a chance to do preparatory work. Just like in the good old days, they had Eirusin and Nisuin was a year later to kind of, I guess, endear the chusin to the kallah, the kallah to the chusin, as well as make all the preparations. You have to go and make a gown, and you have to make a big suda and make all the arrangements. So they gave a kind of a trial period in between, not a trial period, but interval to allow people to familiarize themselves and finally do Nisuin. So apparently there was something similar by the Yibam. First do Maimer, Amir Hashem, next week, next month, 3 months, whatever, you're going to go and do the Bia and consummate this Yib.
But the person is betrothed to the lady with the Maimer?
That is correct. It's just like Edison, just like when a chosin gives a kala a ring, if they didn't continue at the chuppah, but they stopped it at that point, then there would be an Edison, they would be Mr. and Mrs., husband and wife, and if they wanted to sever the relationship, chas v'shalom, then he would have to give her a get. But it's not a consummated marriage, but it's still a marriage.
Thank you.
Here too, you're welcome. Here too, it's a marriage, even though it's not fully consummated. So he was not Mekayim Yibam, he was not Mekayim Chalitza, rather he only did Maimah. He also moved to Maimah. The Achkach Meis Ochav Hasheni. And now the second brother Nebuch passed away. So now I have a double Zika. I have from the first, and I have from the second. The first Zika was not resolved, using your expression. Why not? Because he only did Maimah. So, in fact, what happens if ultimately he decides not to go ahead with the Yibam? It's not enough just to give a get for the Maimer, but you also have to give Chalitza to remove the Zika. The Zika is still there. Anyway, now the other brother passed away. What do you do at this point? So now, according to Beis Hillel, what we say, let's skip in fact to Beis Hillel for a moment. Beis Hillel Amrim, Moitzis Ishta Beget, if he wants to live with his wife, he cannot live with her. Why can he not live with his wife? When we say wife, we mean his new wife, the Balas Maimer. Why wouldn't he be able to go and live with her? Because I have an Achoy Ziku Kasoy. Both of the women are Achoyes to each other, and they're both Zika to him. And even though he did Maimer, the Zika still remains. Mm-hmm. And so therefore he's Osir to both of them. To the point where he's not allowed to even go and be Miyabim now, his Maimer wife, because the other woman prevents him from going and completing the Yibam. Because in fact it's Achoy Ziku Kasoy. I can't go and marry this lady. It's the sister of my Zika. And he certainly can't go and marry the second one that fell from Shimon, because it's Achoy Ziku Kasoy from his own wife. And so therefore Beis Hillel says, ay, I'm stuck. I'm between, what's the English expression? Between a rock and a hard place. Meaning, I've lost my wife that I had now temporarily by Balas Maimer wife, and I also lost the opportunity to miyabim the new one, because each one is a Achoy Ziku Kasoy to each other.
It's a Chamer Gamer.
Chamer Gamer, good. Chamer Gamer.
So why do you say he's Mufna? He could have had a wife from before.
He could have had 85 wives.
Exactly. So what's the chiddush of saying that he's Mufna? That he was a
I don't think there's any chiddush. I think the Gemara just doesn't want you to get confused when we talk about that there's an Achois Ishtoi involved. Okay. We skipped over Beis Shammai, and you see he said Achois Isha. Oh, does that mean he had a wife? The wife that we're talking about.
There's no previous wife in the picture. Okay.
When we say, Moitzis Ishtoi Beget. Oh, Ishtoi, that means the one that he had 12 years ago. No, he doesn't have a wife from Torah. So which ishto do we have?
Only
it's the Maimer wife. So I think that's the reason why it's in Mufti to remind us that the ishto is only referring to the Maimer lady. Anyway, it's a bit... He'd be partner on both of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. It would be Minatoyra. And then it would be both partner, unless you find a new Gzeira, couldn't Rib Shimon, he would not have to do a Yibum or Chalitza on either one. That's correct. But since we're not going like Rib Shimon, going according to Rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, they do both for the Yibum, and because mid Rabbanan there's a din of a Choyziku Kasai, and therefore says Beishamai, I'm sorry, Beisil, Moitzius Ishta beget, he cannot consummate the marriage with his Ishtoi, meaning the Baalus Maimer, he cannot go and take her. What he can do is he can go and give her a get to terminate the Maimer, Ubachalitza to terminate the Zika. Very straightforward. What about the Eishes Achiv, the other sister, who he'd like to be Miyabim? He can't, because the Achoyse Kukosei is just like an Achoyse, just like any Isser Erva Minatoyah. Just like any Isser Erva Minatoyah, with the exception of Achoyse Ishtoi, all Ervas remain forever and ever and ever. If his Chamoyse, his Shviger, afterwards remarries eight people in between, and it was once a Misan, once was a Get, and once was a Misan, one was a Get. She didn't become a Katlanis, but after that he wants to go and marry her. Once a Chamoise, always a Chamoise. Once a Bite, always a Bite. All our Royis remain forever. And so therefore, Achoyis Ukukase also remains forever. Again, with the exception of the Achoyis Ishta, because there it says Bechayeh. But everything else remains forever. So therefore, he's not allowed to go and be Miyabim, that second Eishes Shimon now, because it's Achoyis Ukukase to his wife. Wife meaning the Baalus Maimer. So this is Eishes Achim Chalitza. So he has to say goodbye to both of them. Both of them require a Chalitza, which is really the halacha that we had before. Chaletzis V'loy Misyabem is when you have two sisters forming him, who would just have that additional wrinkle that because he gave a Maimer, he also has to go and give a get to the Baalus Maimer. And Zuisha Amru says our Mishnah about this, it is said, if you will, also poetically, Oy loyal Ishtoi va Oy loyal Eisha Safav. We feel bad for this fellow. He was totally an innocent victim of circumstance. He was gave Maimer to the first Yubama with the hope and expectation he'll be able to go and finish and consummate a week later, a month later, whenever. But unfortunately, that did not come to pass because the other brother passed away, and therefore now he has an Achoyseku Kosoi, and therefore he cannot be Miyavim. What is he going to have to do? He's going to have to go and say goodbye
to both,
and therefore he's going to give a get for Chalitza to one, and the other one just a Chalitza, because he wasn't married to her. No Maimer, so just a Chalitza. Okay, so Beisil is in accord with what we've learned until now. Let's go back to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Oimrem, Ishtoi Imoi, he can keep the Baalus Maimer. The Achoyzuk Kosei doesn't affect her whatsoever. He can go and keep the Baalus Maimer. Baalazu, the other one meaning the new Yevama that's come onto the picture, into the picture, Taitzim Shem Achoyis Isha, she is totally released, she is now in Achoyis Isha, a regular Erva situation, and therefore no requirement for Yibam, no requirement for Chalitza, she's totally Potor, as a regular Achoyis Isha.
So the Shammai holds Mamar is already like he's Koneser, effectively, because it ends the Zika.
What you said is excellent, and in fact, Rashi uses your expression. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, third of the wide lines, Ishta Imoi the Maimer Kiknusa Damia, as if he was Koineser, as if it was a full fledged Yiva. Now, when the other sister falls in, there's no Achoyzekuka. This is my wife. I already married her. I gave her a ring. I gave her Maimer. The other lady now is Achoyz Ishtoi. Bye, sorry, no Yibam, no Chalitza, I'm staying with this first wife that I have, Maimer. So it looks like Rashi says, Maimer Knusa, and the Gemara calls it Koine Kinyan Gomor. In other words, that's a full-fledged chasen, a full-fledged wife. However, we'll see in the Gemara, it's not that simple. But that's the way it looks like superficially. We're going to focus on this Beis Shammai for most of the rest of the blot. But before we get there, we're going to just talk about that expression at the end of the Mishnah. Zuish Amro! Oiloi al Ishtoi, Oiloi al Eishes Achiv. So tomorrow, Zuhi Lamutemai, where else do we find a case that's similar that we're trying to exclude and we're saying, this is the one and not the other one? What is this all about? This is talking about a Mishnah which we're going to have in Mi'at Hashem at the end of the Masechta on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph 109. And what is it going to say in that Mishnah? It's a somewhat complicated case. We have over there three separate shittos, but we don't have to go into detail. It's relatively straightforward for our purposes. We have over there two brothers who are married to two sisters. One is married to a gedoila, one is married to a ketana. What means a ketana? Not that she was only 3 feet high, a midget, but that rather she was only 10 or 11 years old. She wasn't yet that mitzvah. They didn't have yet the teddy bears, and they didn't have the balloons, and she didn't give her pshetel. Anyway, so she was still a ketana. Okay, no, Baruch Hashem, they had a wonderful life together. He was married to the Gdolah, he was married to the Gdolah. Guess what happened? The one that was married to the Gdolah never passed away. So now, the Gdolah falls the Yibam to the one that's married to the Gdolah. Is he allowed to go and be Miyabim that Gdolah? It'd be a big problem. It's the sister of my wife. Yeah, but that wife is only a Derbanan Dika Chasana, because he only married the Ketana through the mother, not through the father. And so therefore it's only conditioned Derban. So what can we do? One man, the Yama says, we teach her to be Mimma Enes, that she's Mimma Enes, and therefore the whole original Kedushin falls away. It's as if he was never married to her, and then he could go be Miyabim, the Gedolah.
Mimma Enes.
That's Lashon Mion. Do you remember what Mion was? Mion means, we had this already before, but Mion means that any time a Ketana is, did I hit you? I'm sorry. Anytime a girl who's less than bas mitzvah is married off to a chassan through her mother, not through the father, through the mother, what's the din with respect to that girl? She's only mikudeshes midrabanan. If she stays with her husband beyond bas mitzvah and continues living with her, then it gets upgraded from a kedushin rabbanan to a kedushin teirais. If, however, it's at the age of 11, she decides, this husband has not been nice to me, and therefore I want to get out of this marriage, all she has to do is make a public statement in front of either two Edom or in front of a Bez, it's a machloek, it's whether you need two or three, and she says, I am Mimma Enes, means I refuse to continue living with this man. She goes home, and she doesn't have to go back to her marital home anymore. Okay? That's the Lashon HaMiyah. So, if we were able to convince that young lady, Mimma Enes, then that ends the problem. But that's not what Rabbi Yeshua suggests. What Rabbi Yeshua suggests is that we go and take this young lady and we go and give her a get because of the fact that he cannot continue living with her because of the achoyz ziku kase problem. There are two achoyz, it's an achoyz ishtoy problem, right, and therefore he cannot continue living. So not only can he not go and be miyabim, the new lady that the gedoyla that fell leave to him because it's a chayis ishtoy, but he also cannot continue living with his own wife. Why can't he? Well, his wife, he married her 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Why can't he continue marrying? Oh, the problem is because his wife is the achoyis ziku kasoy, the sister of the zika that he has, which is a zika deraisa from the gedoyla. Of course, if he was married to a gedoyla and the one that felt him as a gedoyla,
she goes no yibim, nothing. She's part of
the exactly. That would be the first.
She goes to the shuk and mingles.
Exactly. That's like the first mission of our parik of our misechta, because of the fact that it's a real erva. Now over here, he's not really married to the ketana because in Torah the kedushin wasn't chal. It's only chal midrabanan. So what does Rabbi Yeshua say? I have only one eitzah. The eitzah is he has to go and give a get to his wife because he's not allowed to live with her. It's a chayzuku kasei, and he cannot go be miyabim the other lady either. That would either be because a chayzuku kasei, and after he goes and gets rid of his wife, would be a
chayzuku shoso.
It would be a chayzuku shoso. I don't know if there is an chayzuku shoso. There is an chayzuku kasei. But you don't need to come onto Achoyz Krushase. Anytime a lady is an Achoyz Kukase, she remains Achoyz Kukase forever and ever, just like an Erva Diraisa remains forever, the Erva Diraban of Achoyz Kukase remains forever, and therefore he has to both give a get to his wife, and he has to go and give a chalitza to the other lady, to the widow, and that's the end of it. And says Rabbi Shua about that, the same Lashon, what does he say? If you look at Rashi, he has a slightly, he leaves out the vav, he just says, I. Look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Hachter be Yeshua, be Perek be Shammai, Daf Kuftes, the Komenami, I loy alishtoy, I is like woe, alishtoy, I loy alishis ochit, or pligalarim gamlir ablazo, gamlir ablazo, whoever have different views on the matter, I in shaman daf kuftes. So therefore, our mission is telling you, we do not follow Rabbi Yeshua, we follow rather either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Blazer. If you want to get an indication where Rabbi Gamliel holds, we had him already back early on that. Yitchas, Yitchas, Rabbi Mordechai said Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika. So if there Ein Zika, then there's no problem of a Choyse Kukasai. So they disagree, and our mission is telling us, we do not follow Rabbi Yeshua, we follow either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Blazer. Okay. Let's get back to Beishami of our Mishnah. Remember, what did Beishami say? Beishami says, all you have to do is a mamar to that first lady. Automatically, it gets upgraded to a chois isha. It's as if there was a yibam. And then automatically, the other lady, the other yibam that falls to her, is potter. Totally, it's a chois ishtoi. So it sounds like a real, full-fledged marriage. Amr Blazer, loy teima mamar le Beishami, Koine kinyan gomer, the boy lafuke sagi lo begita. Don't tell me that according to Beishami, mamar is so koine kinyan gomer that you don't even need a chalitza anymore. All you need is a get because it's a full fledged marriage, as if they did a full fledged yibam. Don't say that. El mamar Beishami ain't a koine. It doesn't establish a full fledged yibam. And in fact, after the maimer, if he decides to part ways, he has to still give a get plus a chalitza. So what did we learn in our Mishnah? That the other woman happens to be a chois isha. El lit chois bitzar b'vod. That's the maximum that the maimer accomplishes according to Beis Shammai. So what the Gemara tells us now is something, if you will, novel. And we're going to have yet a further novelty on the Amud Beis. What the Gemara is telling us, that according to Beis Shammai, the whole Maimer is Koina, excuse me, based on our Mishnah alone, we would have thought that it's a full-fledged Yibam. In fact, there's a fairly lengthy Tosis that discusses this, that he holds that according to Rashi, what we're talking about is a Yibam D'Araisa. If you look, without going through the entire Tosis of your Beis Shammai Umrim, if you go to the last few words of the Tosis, the last few lines, Afagav, you see what it says, Afagav, about 6 lines before the end of the letter. Afagav, the Maimon, Nami Midyaraisa, even though Maimon is also Minatoira, according to Beis Shammai, not according to us. Beis Shammai holds Midyaraisa, Mikomokim, Ka'oma, Maimon, Mibaya, etc. Anyway, the point is that according to the way Toysis is learning Pshat, it is a machlokes in Toysis. They're one the Raisa, but according to this Pshat, he holds that according to Beis Shammai, it's mamish min hatoira, just like Yibam is min hatoira, Chalitz is min hatoira, Maimer also works min hatoira. Yes, you're right, in the parasha of Yibam it's not mentioned. It's true. Right. However, in the parasha of Eirusin it's mentioned that a person can go and be Mekadosh. What does it say that a person can be Mekadosh in Isha with Kesef? That's the first Mishnah Mizach Skidushin. Isha Nikim Sholit Racha, Mikesef Shavit Bia. How do I know? Mikesef. We learn a Kicha Kicha Mistayafron. What the Gemara says from another Pasik, that it says in the Pasik, Vyotzachinim Ein Kosef, Ein Kesef Adam Zer, Yish Kesef Adam Zer.
By Gerishin.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, the Mishkafkimen. That's really talking about over there, the Gabi case of an Omavriya that's going free.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Vyotzachinim Ein Kosef. But the point over here is that the Torah, when it gives us a mitzvah of kiddushin, that mitzvah of kiddushin applies according to Beis Shammai even to a yavama. And therefore, if a person goes and gives kesef to a yavama, that's effectively the same thing as going and making a yavam. That's if you hold that it's diraisa, and that's that discussion there in the Tosis.
It feels like it's trending both ways. If it's equal to a kiddushin, you shouldn't need a chalitza if you want to end the relationship.
Exactly right.
It feels
100% right. So
it feels ambivalent here.
So before we got to Rabbi Lazar, the way you learn Parshat Pshat and Beis Shammai is it's a full-fledged Ishus for all purposes. You don't require a chalitza. It's a full-fledged husband and wife. And that's why if the other Yevama, who happens to be her sister, falls the Yevam, we tell her, you're a potter, you're an erva, first mission our Mesachta, potter, you don't need to do anything, no chalitza, no Yevam, go and marry an eligible chasm. Fine. That's the Parshat Pshat. Rabbi Lazar says, no, it doesn't go to that extent. It's a shtickel ishus, but not fully. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if he ultimately wants to say goodbye to this young lady, loisagila begita, you're going to have to get mit a chalitza. So then in what respect are you telling me that it is koina? Elamam lebeishame in a koina elit chois bitzar buvar. It's only strong enough that there is no din of a choyziku kasai. Because of the fact that he did maimer. If the other sister now falls the yibam, he says to her, normally what we did then, if I had not done the maimer, we would have here two achoisu kukosais. I'd be ushered to both of them. Chotzev lemisyamis. Exactly right. But because of the fact that I did maimer on the first one, sayonara, you now become like an achois ishtoi. You are now free as an erva. You can go marry anybody you want.
And Lashon Sara, though, seems unusual, because she's not a Sara. She's an Achos Zekukoso.
You're 100% right. Rashi uses that expression. Rashi himself is bothered by it. That's why he says Rashi Kloimar. See Rashi three lines on the bottom.
Right.
Whenever you see the Rashi using the term Kloimar, Kloimar means it's not so simple. What the Mori really means is, don't think of the Torah in the classic name of Torah, but really, the reason why Rashi says it is because Rashi is basing himself on the Reb Shimon's Rasha of Litra,
right?
For sure, Shanaz the Torah Zuzah.
Exactly. It's like something Reb Shimon's suddenly emerging here on Amud Aleph, like, oh, that Rashi is no novel, now it's already being recycled.
Exactly. Now, bear in mind, however, that Tosis is very upset about this, and not only Tosis, but many other Rishonim, and they say that that's really not a Tzara. See, Tosis begins on the bottom, the last, the big Tosis, Litchus, the Tzara, Bavad, Pirish, Bekundris, Tzara, the Kulish, Maitin, Achoisish, and Nefelis, Ima. That's the definition. Tosis, that's a Shver Abshat. And therefore, Tosis and other Rishonim learn differently. If you want to go down about 10 lines into the Tosis, in the middle of the line, he says here, "Av kasha the tzara de b'chol duchti ha'nis shenafelis imam in bayis echa."
Right, so, exactly. That's the classic definition of tzara on that base.
So that's why Tosis learns differently, and it's not only Tosis. Other Rishonim also discuss this and disagree with Rashi. But we're going to go with Rashi, okay, because with Rashi that we have sufficient complexities. We don't need to add additional layers. So anyway, so bottom line is that's all. It's very interesting. So it is not your classic kiddushin where it's a full-fledged man and wife, because then it would really be you only need a get, you wouldn't need a chalitza. But it's like 95%. It's enough of an issues
to protect his relationship from becoming a chosukukoso problem.
Exactly. We don't have a chosukukoso problem. The other tzara is nidcha, is pushed away, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. Ishta imay valazu teitze. Teitze means teitze lechutz, to get a new chosin. She does not need a yibam. She doesn't need a chalitza. Mishma chosish, because she's an chosish. So it's really not a full thread.
It's only going to Beisham.
All of this is Beisham. And until the end of today's plot, it will all be Beisham, 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 Beisham. Good. I'll bring you a raya that's taka the emes of pshat and beisham. It's not kodi kinyan gomer. It's only lidchois to push away the tzar. What's the raya? It says in the earlier mishnah that we had back on daf chavov. We go back to the mishnah daf chavov. It doesn't actually say those words literally, but almost. He started off the Mishnah, says the Tanakam, if the two brothers, ignoring the Isra Achoyes and Kukosai, each one was Miyabim, one was Miyam the Ashes Reuven, the other one was Miyam the Ashes Shimon, said the Tanakam, get out, you've been over the Isra of Achoyes and Kukosai. The Blazer Oyme, Beshami Amrim, Yekayim, it's in the side, it says Yekayimu. That's what the Gemara is quoting now. So Beshami said that if the two brothers went and married the two sisters, which they should not have because of the choisu kukosai, yikaimu, they can go and keep them b'di'evet. Now, getting back to Agmar, our Mishnah didn't mention anything about maimer. Just talked about the two brothers violated the isra choisu kukosai. They married them, says Beis Shammai, okay, keep them. So Kima Amr above the Afanan Amitinin, Beshami Am Yekaimu in Lechachalai. But Lechachalai, Beshami says, I have no Eitzah. Cholzais. If they married Yekaimu, pray Timura, what's the problem? Visokatayach, Mamla Beshami Koine Kinyan Gomur. If you hold that this is a really 100% Kinyan, Zeyasa Maimer Vyikna, Zeyasa Maimer Vyikna, the Achoiziku Kosi Isser Argemara says only applies to doing Yibam. But it doesn't apply to doing maimer. So therefore, let each one of the two brothers do a maimer with the two yevamis respectively. And what's going to happen after that? Then they will no longer have an achoizik who cause a problem, because it's going to be his full-fledged wife. If you hold maimer, it's kind of kinyan. Sorry?
It'll be an erva.
The other one will be an erva.
So right. But each brother's marrying a different sister, so there's no problem.
Exactly.
Four brothers, two brothers yeah, surviving, right?
Him, so. But the point is,
so is she is. Doesn't matter. You know, he's marrying the.
No Zika left.
Exactly. I won't have a problem.
The Maimer removes the Zika vis-a-vis an erva.
Because now he's created a new erva by making the other one a Chayis Ishtar. So look at the top Rashi. There's no Isser to go and give Mamer. The Isser, the Achoyis, because he says don't do Yibam, but doesn't say he can't do Maimer. And then he won't have a problem with the Achoyis. There won't be an Achoyis Ziku Kosoi Erve any longer. So therefore, Frankly, if Beishami were to hold it, going to King and Gomer, I have an Eitzel Lechat Chila that Yekaimu, not just Abidiyevit, if they got married in concert.
So it's only if he skipped Mimer and went directly to Yibam without any formalities, then you'd have a problem. By doing Mimer, you chip away at the Zika, each one chips it away from their side, then they, by doing so, they eliminate the Achoyis Ziku Kosoi layer. They've chipped that away. They've removed that away.
And you kaimu.
And now you kaimu because there's no chosukukoso inhibition impediment to full fledged yibam.
I could not have expressed it better than what you just expressed it. And therefore, the Gemara is bringing a rai that it's not koinekinyan gomer. Because if mine was koinekinyan gomer, why does the Mishnah back in Chobov say that only bidiyevin and konsu you kaimu? I even ate a lechat chila for them to be mekayim. Advise the two brothers, you feel bad for your two sisters-in-law, the Nebuch, they lost their husbands. Go, don't be miyabdim them yet.
Right.
Do the interim stage of Maimer, which is not prohibited by the Achoyis Kukosoi Zika Erva problem. Fine.
Exactly.
And then after that, they go and marry through Maimer, then you can go to the next step, and after that you go and do a full-fledged consummation through a Bia, through a Yibam. And therefore, since the Mishnah doesn't give that Eitzah, Zeitzchos is taken not Koinekinyan Gomer, so therefore I have a right to the blazer that he said that according to Beishamah it's not Koinekinyan Gomer. Frey tomorrow. Okay, so let's take your position, Rabbi Lazar. Elamai, what did you say? It doesn't that Koinekinyan Gomer, but it's Doiche Dechia Gemura, that the Mamer, although it's not husband and wife to the extent that you only need a get, you don't need Chalitza, you still need a Chalitza. Fine. But it's Doiche. As far as the other woman that falls now, the other sister that falls now, Yibam, Doicha, she doesn't even need a chalit, like the Mishnah said, she's like Achoyis Ishtoi, and therefore, Potter and Gatz. So, Frey Timara, if that's the way you hold according to Beishamai, say the same thing again. Back in the Chavav, why did it say only B'di'evet? Why don't you say Zei Yasa Maimer V'Yincha V'Zei Yasa Maimer V'Yincha? So it won't be Altskinyin Gomer, but Altstachia, say the exact same Cheshvin, L'chadchila. So if I don't have any Raya that the Mamer is only this lower class type over this inferior type of Kiddushin, you have the same taina both in the case where it's a kind of Kinyin Gomer, or if it's only not a Kinyin Gomer, the same Cheshvin. You know what you're going to tell me? You know why the Mishnah doesn't advise the two brothers to do Maimer? Because Maimer de Teira Dochi, the Isura Loi Dochi. When do I say that a Maimer of one lady can go and be Doicha, the other lady that becomes Achoyis Ishtoi, and now she is Potter from having Yibam or Chalitza? That's only if it's Maimer de Heter. Not a Maimer de Isra. What do you mean Maimer de Heter? In our Mishnah, we're talking about there was only one brother. One surviving brother, the Mufna brother,
right.
The two husbands never passed away, but they passed away seriatim. First, the Reuven passed away. When Reuven passed away, Levi, the third brother, immediately did a Maimer. Was there any reason why he couldn't do a Maimer? Absolutely not. L'chadchila, he had to do a gluz as he built, a frishikom, as he had to do, yuntait. Yeah. We have another one over here. This is just as cold and just as nice as the other one. So if you're going to finish this one, we can go and worry about another. We go back to the Agmur. See, Mora says, Alamai Islachamayim, what are you going to go and tell me? Mamer Dehetera Dochi. What means Mamer Dehetera? Mamer Dehetera means that initially, when he was did the Maim, it was totally Beheter. Why was it totally Beheter initially?
There's no problem. Shimon was still alive.
Exactly. So there was no issue. Fakat, he's doing the Chetchila, what you're supposed to do. He did Maimer. Wonderful. Mamer Dehetera. And that's Toicha when the second one passed away, when Shimon passed away. it's doicha Mrs. Shimon.
It's effective.
It's effective. It does a great job. But back on Daf Chavav, we were talking about that.
Both died before anybody did anything.
Exactly. And now we have the two brothers. That's okay. Don't. He's using it. He'll be upset. So Achoy Zukukasai Zokta Yomar Avdaim, that that's already to go and try to undo the issa which already exists. Achoy Zukukasai by doing a maima. That's called a maima di surah.
That's a backdoor. It's cheating.
That's cheating. A maima di surah like dochi. So if in fact both of them would go and now do maima with the two ladies, Loidochi, it's not going to go and be doicha the other one because he didn't have a right to do it in the first place. Good. So that's what the Gemara says. So once you're saying that pshat, that's why in Rebbe Lazar's understanding of the maimer, we don't permit the maimer because it's a maimer desura. Hachanami maimer afilam an yama maimer koine kinyin gomer mama detera kani desura kani. So basically what the Gemara is telling us is the raya that we tried to bring from that other Mishnah was a very nice raya on the surface, but the maimer it doesn't work out because it doesn't really matter whether maimer koine kinyin gomer or whether it's only a second class type of ishus that it goes and is doicha the other lady, the other achoyis. It doesn't really make a difference. Bottom line is you can only do that if you're doing it beheter, you can't
shady,
do it beheter.
It doesn't work.
If it's a shady situation where the two women are both there on the spot, also, and therefore it's already. Achoy Sukukasa, you can't do a maimet to try to use a backdoor mechanism to get out of the isser.
Doesn't pass the smoke.
Chotza is v'loy mesyamis. So that's the first pshat of Rebbe Lazar. We're going to have now another pshat of Rebbe Lazar, which weakens the inyan of maimer according to Beishama yet another degree. Ravashi Masni Hachi. Omer blood, same Rebbe Lazar, the Omer Aleph. Loitaim of Maimel of Beishamay, Dochi, Techia Gimura, Vitzerosa, Chalitza Nami Loibaya. Don't tell me that Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomer. Don't tell me that Maimer is Doicha Legamri, the second sister when she falls, Leibam, that you don't even need Chalitza. Ela Doicha Meshayerhu. What it means, Doicha Meshayer? What it means is, that every single time we have in our Mishnah, let's go back to our Mishnah again. In our Mishnah, we had a situation. First, he had one Yevama, and then he did the Mimer. And then the second one comes on the scene. So, what does Beis Shammai say? Since I did Mimer to the first one, the other one is not on the screen any longer. I don't have to worry
about any problem.
So, there, what the Gemara is telling us is three ways of learning Beis Shammai. First way of learning Beis Shammai is Koine Kinyin Gomer. It's as if he did Yibam, and therefore this is a real Achoyis Ishtoi. Kabai, we don't have to worry about Yibam or Chalit. So that's the Parshat Pshat. Rebbe Lazar and the Omer Aleph said, no, that's not what really Beis Shammai really means, because if in fact he wants to terminate this Maimer, he's going to need not only a get, but also Chalitza. So it's not a 100% wife. It's a second class wife. So what's the second class wife? So what did Beis Shammai mean? It's at least strong enough that he doesn't have to worry about an Achoyis Zikukasai problem, because it's a strong enough Ishus as if it's Mamish Achoyis Ishtoi, and the other one therefore goes out without the need for Yibum or Chalitza. That's the way we learned until now. Now, says Ravashi, it's even one degree less than that. Because when that second Yevama came on the scene, it's not only a problem vis-a-vis her, what am I going to do with her? It's also a problem with the first Yevama that he was already gave Maimer to. If I say that there's an Achoyis Zikukasai problem, it works both ways. Number one, I cannot go and be Meyavim that new Yevama, but I can't live with I can't be Meyav in my first Yevama either, because each one is a Chayzukukasei to the other. Zok Beis Shammai, that issue is taken away by the Maimer, that what he can retain his wife, but in fact, the other lady that went and fell now the Imam, he has to give a chalitza. See, you see how we keep on going down in Madreg, if you will.
Reducing the power of the Mimer.
According to Beis Shammai. Right. According to Beis Hillel, this is Gornish. But according to Beis Shammai, this is it's a powerful mechanic, and at least it's doicha enough, not vis-a-vis the other new Yevama on the scene. She still requires a chalitza, but only helps the Lekabi his own wife. There you don't have to worry. He could come in the Yabim her and we consummate the marriage. Azizot. Lemaisa, even before we continue, this is an extremely difficult pshat, because if you go back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah says exactly like we learned before, Beishami Omem Ishtay Imay Balazut Teitze Mishum Achos Isha.
Therefore, she shouldn't need a chalitza. What's this chalitza business now for Yavama number two?
And that's why the Gemara is going to reject this Lubshat of Ravashi. But we're not there yet. I'm just preparing you for it. So we see it in a moment. You shouldn't get all noivous, amazed, astounded, shocked, and rest. So Ravashi Masi Yachem Rablot Oitei Amam Dochi Dchiyah Gemura V'Tzarasa Chalitza Nami Loi Baya Eladoyecha U'Meshayru. The tzarasa does require chalitza after all. So what does it help? It only helps vis-a-vis his own wife that he can go and consummate and retain her. He doesn't have to go and give her a chalitza and say goodbye, achoyzu kukoski. Omer Avabin, and now we go through the same type of rai that we brought before. I'll bring a rai from the Mishnah, back in Chavah. Beishami, I'm yukaimu. It's mashi yukaimu in l'chalitza. Now let her go and do anything. Two brothers, two sisters, you have to go and chotzev loy misyamois. Why? Like Reb Lozer said previously, like that first lashon. So why have an eitz toiva? Each one should make mama, and then afterwards they'll consummate and everything. Shalom al Yisrael. And therefore, is the chayyim aray that it's not doicha dechia gemura aray to me? So okay, fine. That's the good aray. But let's go back to the Mishnah. It says, it says very clearly it's Mishum Achois Isha that she's Teitze. You just said now that the Maimer is strong enough, but not that strong. It's strong enough only for his relationship with his own Balas Maimer. But vis-a-vis the other Achois, he still has to give a Chalitza. But it's in the version of the Mishnah that he doesn't have to give a Chalitza. She's part of the Gamri like we
Teitze.
It Teitze. So that's Ima, you know, you're 100% right. I regret what I said, Ravashi. We go back to the original Rebbe Lazar, that it's not a third degree kedushin, it's a second degree kedushin. Second degree, that what? He would still need a get and a chalitza if he decides to terminate this marriage, but at least it's toicha, the other lady, he doesn't have a problem of a chalitza kukase. But Freyti Moriets. I skipped. I'm going too quickly. What does the Yomar mean to say? What the Yomar means to say is, I'm going to talk to stay with the Rav Lozer's first pshat, not this Rav Ashi's new pshat. However, you're asking a question back in Daf Chavov. Why didn't I advise each one of them to go and do a mimer? So the Gemara is giving a similar pshat to what the Gemara said before, that you only do a mimer when it's a when it's a heter and not when it's an iser. The Gemara says something similar. Elivama dechazi lekulu. Lekulu means for all hilchos yibam v'chalitza. If it's a full fledged yibam v'chalitza situation, chazin miktasa. The way you can start performing your yibam is go the first step and do a mimer. The case in Daf Chavav, where it's impossible to do the whole package by the two sisters.
Both husbands died.
And therefore, the maximum you can do is chalitza, but you can't go and do yibam. See, it's not chazal kulu. The chazal mitzvah, and then there's no way that you can go and do maimer. Maimer is only good if you have the full package of all hilchos yibam chalitza, but there's no yibam over there by the two sisters, so therefore you can't do maimer.
It feels like it's the same answer before.
That's what I'm saying. It's similar to the previous answer.
What did it, yeah, I understand what it is.
If it's a chovnish, we have to be ma'ay a little bit more. Now the Gemara says, so we finish now with this discussion of what Beis Shammai really holds, the Gabi Maimer, and now we continue on. To the extent that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is koine, of course, this is ideal if you hold that it's koine kinyan gomor. Perhaps even if you hold that it's lidchois. The question is, nevertheless, how powerful is this Maimer? Does it affect a nisuin or only an Erisin? Now the question is, what does the Gemara mean? Well, the Omar Le'abai L'mayin Hilchasa, what's the Nafkemina? Right. If you're telling me that it's going to Kinyan Gomer, isn't that enough for L'mayin Hilchasa? Eileim Ali Yorisha B'li Tamala Ulohafin Nidureho. Ooh. B'yat Hashem, when we get later on into Mesechtes Ksubis and Mesechtes Kedushin, we're going to learn Nedarim, we're going to learn that there are differences between Erusin and Nisun. And that what? Although Erusin is a marriage, it's not a marriage with a capital M, it's a marriage with a small M. What do you mean? For instance, what happens if Chas V'Shalom, she passes away before Nisun? Would the husband yarshen her? And the answer is no. What happens if the Kohen happens to be, if the husband happens to be a Kohen, and then she passes away? Is a Kohen allowed to be metame? The pasuk says, "Kin m'sheira karav elov." It's only a sheira karav if it's a nisuin, but not an erusin. Can he go be made for her nedarim, like the Torah says that the husband can make for nedarim of the wife? So if it's only erusin, the answer is no. If it's nisuin, the answer is yes. So there's enough kumenas. So we want to know what is maimer, what level does it reach according to Beis Shammai? So Kimara. Now we have a fairly lengthy brisa, but the bottom line of this brisa is that by all of these halachas, the Yorushim and the Tamila, we're going to talk about Hafaras Nedarim a little bit further down. But at least on the first two, Yorushim and Tamila, the Gemara is going to say, an Oris Varusa relationship is so much weaker than the Suin that the Oris does not Yarshim, and the Oris is not Metame to her. So the Gemara is going to ask, Madach by a real classic Erusin, which is your normal Kedushin.
Not by any Mimer stuff.
When there's no Mimer situation, we say that the husband doesn't yarsh, and the husband cannot be metamah. So Mimer, the chzircher certainly should not rise to that level. So I don't even understand what the question is. Of course there is no Yerusha. Of course there's no din of tumah. And therefore, yes, those are
but in regular Erusin, her father, her brother, relatives are made for her nedarim. They're yarshim.
We're going to talk about that as well.
But in this case, she can't go back to her father. It's a one way path.
Let's wait for further remarks. Okay. It's Amalei Abaya. The Maihilcha. So what's the nafkimina that you're asking with in Suna Erisin? Ilam liyoshim tamaluha v'nedarim. Harashta arusa be'alma toni rabchia. Legavi a normal regular arusa. What did rabchia say? That ishtoi arusa loy oinein. The husband doesn't become an oinein for her. In other words, if she passes away and he's a koyin, and there's a din of koyin is not allowed to eat, for instance, kodshin or maser sheni ba'aninus liyachalti v'oinein mimenu. Doesn't apply if it's ishtoi arusa. He has no right to go and be metamater in the Beis HaChaim or in the chapel. He's got to stay away for Amos. He can't be metamah. The same thing, she has no din. If she wants to go and eat Maaser Sheni, or if she wants to eat Kodshim or Shlomim in Yerushalayim, there is no prohibition because there's no din of Aninas if it was only Erusin. Now this Vilei Metamislay is a little bit curious, right? Because there's no din of Isser Tumah to a Kohenes, it's only an Isser Tumah to a Kohen. So why couldn't she metamatim? So Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi has two pshatim. First pshat, says Rashi, is we don't really mean that she shouldn't be metamet. That means ain't a trichlis asik boy. When they look for volunteers for the Chevra Kedisha, she doesn't have to say, "Don't worry, I'm going to go and participate." Well, let me tell you, she doesn't have to because it's not a real full fledged marriage. So she ain't a trichlis asik. That's the first pshat. Second pshat, says Rashi, is no. It's talking about Yontif time, and as we know, Yontif time, everybody, all of Klal Yisrael are Musharim al Hatoma, and we learned this back in the Sechus of Yiga, and that's the reason why even Amaratzim have a Cheskas Tuma Chaverim on Cheskas Tara. Thank you, Cheskas Tara on Yontif. What's the reason why? Because they're all Metar before the Regel, and therefore they all consider Toidim during the Regel. So the same thing, the women folk also Metar themselves. So now if it's Regel time, let me tell like she should not be Metam herself because it's only an Oris Varus, it's not a full fledged Nisua. Meisa, what happens if she dies? Ain't Yarsha. That's the case we just spoke about before. The husband does not Yarshan from her, but rather it would go to her next of kin, which would be her father if she has a father. No father, maybe she has children from another marriage, maybe she has brothers, whatever. But that's not our Sugya today. Meisa, ain't Yarsha. Meisa, what happens if he dies? Kurdistubasa. Then if a Ksuba was written, now she points out that Erusin, there was not an automatic ksuba. If you wrote a ksuba, then she'd be able to go and get a ksuba, because after all, that's it's the terms of a ksuba.
It's in writing.
Yeah. Ovid b'maimer, period. So that's the end of the braisa of Reb Chiya. So says now Abaya, madach the braisa said by a normal full-fledged erusin, which is certainly menat toyre mit aladinim. What's the din? You're saying eni yorsha. Veinu metama lo, nudachavada. Ovid b'maimer mi boya. What's the shayla? Maimer kent doesn't rise to the level.
Better than erusin itself.
Even if it rises to the level of erusin, we just said erusin is goodish. Right. So what's your shayla? So it doesn't go beyond erusin. And maximum Harrison. The Elder Indian, must be the guy Mesira Lechupa. my nisuin oisa v'loy by mesir lechupa. Idom eris and oisa by mesir lechupa. What does that mean, mesir lechupa? In between erisin and when we get to nisuin, there's chupa and nisuin. Chupa, as we know, with the chupa, etc., and it's a cheder yichud, etc. Anyway, what the Gemara is telling, when the Gemara uses the expression by a mesir lechupa, loy by a mesir lechupa, what we're talking about is by a normal, regular arusa who has not done nisuin yet. What happens if the husband wants to go and now consummate the marriage and do a bia? What happens if she is not ready for that? He cannot force her to enter into this next stage unless there was already a mesir l'chuppa. In other words, if they went to the chuppa and they already had the formalities of nisuin, then he can go and say, now we have full-fledged nisuin, I can go be boil even bal karcha. However, if there was only an erisin and there was no mesir l'chuppa, you cannot go and force the wife to engage in bia. So now the question is, what does maimer accomplish? Does it accomplish that now the yovim can go and say, now we're going to be boiled bal karcha, even if she doesn't want to? Or do you still have to wait till the mesir l'chuppa situation? When you have a question?
No, I'm stunned by the question.
Okay.
It's about...
We'll see in a moment. Mine is soon, oisa will buy. She doesn't need chuppah. The husband can go and be boiled bal karcha. And therefore you cannot be boiled bal karcha. You have to have her consent. It's omalei. So the Gemara says, I don't understand your question. Hashtalei oved ba maimer. What happens if you didn't do a maimer at all? Because he did a maimer, that he's worse. I don't understand you. Amalei says, yes, it could be worse. Because Shani Oimer Kala Isa Mamli Memtai Parchim Imenu Zikas Yavamin Vichalalea Zikas Eirisin. What the Gemara says, once you've done Maimer, you've changed the framework of your relationship with your Yavama. It's no longer normal Yavam Yavama. I can be Miyavam anytime Bal Karcha. Since I took her in marriage, now I have to have consent like any normal marriage. I know it sounds like a very novel concept, but this is up to Gemara.
This is a bias speaking back to Rav.
Exactly.
And he's saying Shani Omer, right?
Yeah.
Now, are we still working within Beis Shammai, or is this is a bias?
All Gemara is according to Beis Shammai.
Within Beis Shammai, within Shani Omer, within Beis Shammai, I won't prepare aesthetically, within Beis Shammai.
Thank you. Correct.
Okay.
So what's the din? Does it make it into Eirisin or Nisuin? Toshema, Shemeres Yom, Ben Yom, Echad, Ben Shnei Yavomin, Reb Leza Omer, Yofer, Reb Shua Omer, Li Echad, Vloy Lishnaim, Reb Kiva Omer, Loy Li Echad, Vloy Lishnaim. We're now talking about the Hafar is the Dharm that we mentioned before, and now the Gemara tells us that it's a three-way machloikis. What's the din by a yavam and a yavama? And it also depends on whether there's one yavam or two yavam. So says the first man yavam. Shemeres yom ben yom mecha ben shli yom. Whether there's one or whether there's two, Reb Leza oimer yofer. Either one can be made in a Dharm. Either one has that koyach. Reb Yishua oimer le'echad v'lo yishnayim. Only if there's one yavam, if the two yavamim, then there's a multiple zika over here. He's not the real husband there.
And the Yeshua holds yesh zika.
Good. So echad v'lo yishnayim. Only to one and not to. In other words, only if there's one yavam on the scene. If the two yavam on the scene, they cannot be made. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, loyli echad v'lo yishnayim. Makes no difference. You can't be made for at all. Period. End of discussion. Vavinim was. So when we learned this price, we were kratzing our heads. And we're thinking, what's shot over here? Bishleim Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva that says, Loi liyach v'loi shnayim. So we're ain't zika. Rafil l'chan. That's why he says, it's not such a strong connection, and therefore he cannot be made for a period. Nothing to discuss. Rabbi Yeshua l'chad yeshik l'chayim. If there's only one, no, then that's a strong zika bond, because there's only one yavam. Two, no, that's
diluted.
Totally diluted. El Reb Lezer. What did Reb Lezer say? Reb Lezer says, Dein li'echad, Dein li'shnayim, Yofer, Nehin amedi, Kasav yeziker, Bishlam al-Khan Mefer. That I can understand. El Atrei, if there are two, Amai, why would you allow one to be Mefer on their own? Shouldn't you, says Rashi, require that both of them Mefer together? Because the Zika
is on both of them. Right.
So I don't understand Reb Lezer. Yofer sounds like either one. Because you should have to have the two together. Oh, he did Maimer with one of them. And therefore, since according to Beishami, it's Koina, and according to the Parshat Pshat, without getting into Belaz, it's Koina Kinyan Gomor, therefore, that's the reason why he can go and be Mefer.
So the Belaz's language sounds like any one of the brothers, not just the Maimer brother.
It's absolutely true. And now the Gemara is explaining that according to Blazer, when can one of the two brothers be mefer if he performs
he's the Maimer brother, okay.
If he's the Maimer brother. Okay, so that's the end of that story. So now let's try to be pushed our shayla. According to Beis Shammai, is it Nisuan Oisa or is it Eiris and Oisa? I'm from Nisuan Oisa Mishim Hofi Meif. Then I understand, because that's what it says in the Torah in the beginning of Parashas Matzis, that if you have a husband and wife, a husband can go and be mefer, and it's kind of Kenyan Gomer, it's like a Nisuan. That's why he says Yofer. Eliam is Eiris and Oisa. If only does Eiris and Heichi Motzi Meifer. How can an Orus go and be mefer on his own? But nan, didn't we learn the Mishnah? Nara murasa of you ubala jointly on mefer in the dera. They cannot do it on their own. They need the husband and the father.
Right.
And from this price is mashma, just the husband on his own, not the husband, the one that did maimer. If you tell me it's only doing erisin, an oris on his own can't be mefer. So therefore, the choir have a raya that maimer according to Bishamai oisen nisuin, and that's why he can be mefer on his own. So the choir been poishit my shayim. Who said this? This was Rabami before the Baraham. Rabami. Omrim Nachman by Yitzchak. No. Nishkarai, my mefer b'shutvis. When it says throughout this price, yoffer, it doesn't mean on their own. You have to go and call up the father and say, did you hear about this neder? And they have to jointly go and be mefer b'shutvis. Good. Says Yimar.
And so similarly too, all the brothers have to be mefer b'shutvis, according to this.
He's not talking about the two brothers, he's just referring to...
I'm asking this, in our case, we say the
brothers... We're trying to for the shayla, okay. What does Mamer accomplish?
Okay.
Is it Nisuan or Ederson? Now that we've interpreted that Reb Leza that allows for one Yavam among multiple Yavam to go and do a forest Nedarim, he doesn't have to ask the other brothers. So and we said, how is that possible? Isn't the Zika diluted and extended over all the brothers? So we said it's talking about that one of the Yavamim did Maimer. So until now we assume that that singular brother that did the Maimer, he's the one that is Mefer on his own,
right.
And therefore it's a Raya that it's Nisu and Oise. And for the Mar, no. He does it on his own in terms of the Yavamim, but in terms of the father, he still has to do it together, Meshutfis, with the father. And since he has to do it with the father, it's like a regular Erisin situation when you have an Aris, Avia, Ubala, Mefer, Nidura. So that's what Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying is, don't say you have a conclusive right that it's Nisuan. It could easily mean through Erisin, and although we didn't mention the father's always there in the background and made for bishops. Oh, that famous Blazer that we had on the Ahmed Aleph and in the Ahmed Beis. So it's not a full fledged. It's a Litchas Betzara. And my Mefer Bishutfis, how does he get the Koyach to go and be Mefer Bishutfis? After all, it's not even a Kenyan Gomer. It's only to go and push away the Tzara. And that being the case, says the Gemara, how can he even be Mefer Bishutfis? Amlech Reb Blazer, Reb Blazer says, "Eimad yamri yano in a koyne el lichus atzor b'vod v'lisag lebegita alaboy nami chalitza lahafen adra." I'm sorry, alaboy nami chalitza lahafen adra mi amrinon. What Reb Blazer basically is saying is, leave me out of this discussion because I wasn't talking about afaras nedarim. I'm only talking about what the effect is legabe the achoisa, which we call the tzara. As you correctly pointed out, that's not the typical Torah translation.
Right.
That's the Toysis on the bottom that says that's not Mumi Torah. But he just means the other Achoisa that fell the Yibam. Said Reb Blazer, all I said is not Koine Kinyan Gomer, it only pushes away the other Torah. But I didn't, and what difference does that make? The difference does that make is that vis-a-vis the Balas Maimer, if he wants to eventually sever the relationship, he also needs Chalit. Okay, fine. But I didn't talk about Afaras Nedarim. I didn't get into that parasha. So don't drag me into this and say, how can you all be made for it? Is it Nisuan? Is it Erisin? I'm not discussing that. I'm just discussing the relationship vis-a-vis the Zika, what is it, a Choysuku causing problem. And I said, it's not quite a Kenyan Gomer. And pushes away the Torah. But I didn't say anything about Afaras Nedarim. You say Reb Blazer. Well, Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Minicha says Reb Blazer. You said according to Reb Nachman Yitzchak. What did Reb Nachman Yitzchak say? You're mefer b'shutfis together with the father. If that's the case, mikatani yaferu yafer katani. If it meant that you have to use the father together, shouldn't it say Reb Blazer oim yaferu? That means the chos and the yavam together with the father. So therefore, that pshat is also a bissel shver. El hachem ayiskin and I'll tell you the pshat in Reb Blazer. We're not talking about maimer. We're not talking about with the father. We're talking about sheomda b'din upaskalam zoynis mishalai. what happened over here? You have over here a situation where you have a Yovam and a Yavama. And the Yavama says to the Bezdin, Bezdin, I've been waiting now, it's already a year, it's 2 years, it's 5 years, and my Yovam has neither given me Yibam nor Chalitza. No, do something about it. So the Bezdin says, Yovam, you gotta make up your mind. In the meantime, because of the Zika relationship, you gotta go and support her. Once the financial incentive has been lost, then he's probably gonna make a pretty quick decision, Yibam Chalitza. Until now he figured, I don't wanna have to go and pay for her, you know, my salary is meager, I don't have enough to go and supply her with food and with
Peter Chalitza, nice.
He should, but whatever. You know that there are many agunas in life and there are a lot of problems. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us that on the Bedin Apostle Mazinus, Mishalai, and now he has to go and pay and feed her. Even though there's not a formal husband and wife relationship, but because of the fact that he's supplying her with money for mizaynus, then he also gets the right to go and be mefer nedarim. So this, as far as the darim, is not related to your maimer, nish maimer. What this is related to is the fact that she is a yavama waiting for the yavam to go and be koineser or to give her chalitza. And in the interim period of time, what's the din? The bezin can go and be paisik in the zaynus, and during that period of time, he can go and be meifin adorim, each one l'shitasoi, reblezer, vishua, etc., because of the fact that he's supplying the mizaynus.
Just one small thing we went through quickly in the case of the we're talking about. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when we have a yavam, a b'shutfas, we're talking about a case where a woman fell to yibam, and she's still a nara from Erisin, and she's still a nara, and therefore
again, this Gemara down below.
Yeah. We had with her father. We're talking about, we said a yavam with her father.
Right.
We just impact the just very quickly the fact pattern in that argument was, mm-hmm. was there was a girl who was a yava, a yavama, she was an almanim in an erisin. Because her father's still lurking there. Her father is still lurking.
Yeah, because in the same b'chayav. Rabbi said, I'll continue talking with you.
Have
a wonderful day. Yeshakayach for all joining. And Mitchell, we're going to start brand new Daf Mitchell tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7:45. Everybody, please come on time. And the Mitchell will start from the brand new Mishnah. And then I'll just
discuss it.
Yeshakayach to you, Jeff. Thank you for joining. Be well. Hatzlacha Rabbah. What you're asking now are...